Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world. You can race if you would like to enter. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge, and it's time to chat some running today. We touch base once again with Sarah Fix on the podcast and find out a little bit about her strategy and theories when it comes to the Ironman run. We'll also delve into dealing with injuries and some of the injuries that she struggled with over time during her triathlon career. Before we do that, though, let's head to the Coach's Corner. Today's Coach's Corner is brought to you by Doug Guthrie Personal Training. Doug has a passion for seeing people improve and succeed. A 14 times Ironman finisher, two of those on the Big Island, a USA T Level 1 certified coach, head coach of the YMCA tri-team, Doug has the unique ability to meet athletes wherever they are in their journey. His motivation comes from helping athletes improve and meet their goals at any skill level. As a self-coach, two times Kona qualifier and finisher, Doug's experience places him in the shoes of those training for their first sprint, to those who need to know what has to be adjusted in their plan to get them to the next level in order to qualify for the World Championships. Discover more about Doug, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. And don't forget, if you're a coach or if you have a coaching business and would like to get a plug on the podcast, head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. Sarah, on to the run now. You mentioned flipping over to the bike, that you almost need to set up your bike in the swim. Do you feel the same way about your run, that you set your run up in the bike?
Well, I mean, personally, I think, so if you have a strong bike, you're going to be ready to run. And I think run training, for me, I just see people in run coaching, they just have one gear. So when you watch a lot of, and I'm sure you've done a lot more of this than me, but watching all the pros and watching, you know, they all have blogs and whatnot, but they have such depth in their running, meaning they can run an 11-minute mile and they can run a 5-minute mile. So I coach about building your library. So we don't go out and run, and especially as you age, like going out for 2 and 3 hour runs, holding the same pace, just beats your body up. So how do you get in run fitness, shape with endurance more quickly? You know, I have a whole program to that, which incorporates doing lots of different types of runs, but not a lot of just that rote over and over and over that same speed kind of work. So keeping things a little bit shorter and using a little bit more diversity and pacing and that kind of thing to get their runs in good order.
For you personally, what sort of run workouts do you absolutely love doing?
I think my favorite day is our Friday day, which is, and I actually do it twice a week. So it's, you know, a long warm up, and I cannot say enough about drills. If anybody's listening, you all should be doing drills. Look up run drills, look up body awareness drills. And another little thing, sorry to get on this little segue, that I found incredibly helpful is that Northwestern is one of the sponsors for our club. And there is this amazing guy. He's a real run specialist. And getting a run assessment. I know they have people all over the U.S. that do this. They have lots in Illinois. I personally think we got lucky with this guy. But you would be surprised if you get a good run assessment, a total body assessment, a run assessment, if you have imbalance in your cycling left-right, imbalance in your pedal stroke, that's going to be just like on the run. So they can find little nuances and isms, as I like to say, that you can work on in the off season, strength training, but that's not meaning, even though I'm a big fan of strength training, but not necessarily using big weights, but little techniques and drills to help you balance out your body. But I think, and then incorporating drills into your daily run routine doesn't have to be long, but I think it's very, very, very helpful to get your body position back right, especially as you're fatigued, get your body back under control. Anyway, so my favorite run is the one where you warm up, you do drills, and then people call it fartlek or whatever, and it's kind of like what we do on the CompuTrainer, so varying speeds, and you vary speeds, and then there's always a recovery portion in every little group of the workout, and the recovery for us is we run back to the last man standing. So it's no runner left behind. So it gets, your group gets to stay together. People can run all different paces, but everybody stays as a group. And it's nice if you're running with a group, because the worst feeling is you show up for a run and they're like, yeah, we're going out an hour. And you start running, you're like, oh, okay, where are we going? Okay, when are we going to turn around? Well, these workouts are nice because you warm up, you do your drills, and then it's 4 sets or 5 sets or 8 sets or 3 sets. And we're going to go 2 minutes at this pace, 1 minute at this pace, and a minute recovery. And you're like, oh, okay, so I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do that again, and we're going to turn around and go home. It's so much easier to chew on than, well, yeah, this group is just going to head out for a half hour, and then we'll turn around. You don't, you know, you inevitably end up running by yourself, or you're not, you know, off the back or off the front. And this way you're focused, you're doing a workout, but you're staying together as a group. And I don't know, they're fun for the perspective of the group, and they also get you in great shape. So that's my answer to that. And I love track workouts too. I'm a big fan of track workouts. Love those.
You mentioned in our first chat that you struggled with quite a few injuries during your triathlon career. I mean, yeah. Were they run-induced, or was it across the board? And how do you deal with that, particularly from a run perspective and the disappointment of having injury and wanting to bounce back?
Okay, so they were much more nagging, and so it was definitely a piriformis issue for me, more than anything, and some hamstring stuff. I had a little bit of shoulder stuff. But the piriformis, which may have been, you know, at one point we thought it was a labral tear. It wasn't. It never stopped me. I just had to do physical therapy, active release, and that kind of thing, and just stay on it. And it pretty much subsided. And then we actually did find out, which a lot of people get a tightness, particularly women, you know, kind of up underneath that sit bone up in their butt, and it feels like it's that hamstring attachment or kind of wraps around their hip. That's your piriformis. That's a typical overuse spot for women, and it can be misdiagnosed. But I actually, it's only 1 in 1,000,000 people have it. So last year they kind of made me the face of Northwestern Medicine because I have this piriformis syndrome, which means my piriformis runs through my actual hip bone. So if there's any inflammation, there's just a ton of rubbing. So there was all those years that we didn't actually know what it was. And I just did active release and rolled it and stretched and felt miserable. And now we actually have a name for it. So, it's better though. I had one cortisone shot in 2015, I think it was. And it's been better ever since. So. And I mean, I've had other injuries early on, you know, just the pushback, the little oh, this hurts, ah, this hurts, that kind of thing. Oh, maybe a little fasciitis or this or that, Achilles or something. And then long time with nothing. And then I actually had a bad fall and training for Ironman Texas. And I fell on my hip, which cracked my pubic bone. A hairline cracked through my pubic bone. So I got through Texas, and then I had to wear a cup, and it was miserable because I had qualified for Hawaii. So it was horrible because every bump on the road and any kind of, it was horrible. And I don't know, actually, sometimes I think through it. I don't know how I got through it, because anybody who knows sitting on a bike with any sort of pain down there is horrible, but I managed to get through it, and I managed to get through Kona. So, and it's all fixed now. So I'm happy as a clam. I don't have to worry about that at all.
Brilliant. This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by the Wahoo Kicker. Whether you're looking for the accuracy and control of a direct drive bike trainer or the flexibility and convenience of a wheel-on solution, Kicker and Kicker Snap are two distinct indoor training solutions. Kicker Indoor Trainer's large flywheel uses new algorithms to improve responsiveness and better replicate the sensation of riding on the road. So whether free riding or using online platforms like Zwift and TrainerRoad, you'll have the same experience you feel on your favorite outdoor rides. To check out their phenomenal range, head over to thekonaedge.com/indoor. That's thekonaedge.com/indoor. Thank you very much to our guest, Sarah Fix, once again here on the Kona Edge. An absolute pleasure to have her on, and thank you for listening. I really, really do appreciate it. And don't forget, if you'd like to win an entry into a half Ironman, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/win. All the details there. Right now, how you can get into the draw just simply by becoming a patron. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. I can also text you all the details. All you have to do is text the word Ironman to 44222, and I'll pop you a link back with all the details straight away.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.